You're listening to the ministry of Potter's House Church Wandsworth, a Christian Pentecostal church based in South London, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our call is to reach the lost, make disciples, and plant churches. For more information on who we are and what we do, visit us at phcwandsworth.co.uk.
Praise this series that God has laid on my heart. I kind of set the stage for it on Wednesday and spoke about being thankful. Probably about five or six years ago, I was traveling to Tucson. And before I went to Tucson, I went to visit my dad. But the way things had worked, I was going to go to Atlanta, then go to Florida. And so I flew into Atlanta, and then I realized I was going to have to drive to Florida. And so I got a car, hired a car. And so before I actually went to the journey, I planned that I got off the plane in Atlanta, got my car straight away. And then remember, I've been on the flight for 9 hours. So I was to drive to where my dad was from Atlanta is 7 hours drive. So I was like, I don't want to be on the plane for 9 hours, then drive for 7 hours. So I'm going to drive halfway there and then stay in a hotel that night and then drive the rest of the way there. And so I picked this little hotel. Admittedly, it wasn't the best hotel, but it looked cheap and cheerful. Excuse me. And so it looked kind of like, you know, it's okay. And so I booked this hotel. So the whole thing runs smooth. I get off the plane, get in my car. I drive for about a few hours to this random place. I didn't know. I think we were still in Georgia, but I wasn't too sure. And so we get in this hotel. As soon as I get to the reception of the hotel, something's like, this was a bad move. I could see this hotel is dodgy. This hotel is dodgy. And so how many of you ever booked somewhere, and then when you get there, it ain't nothing like the pictures? That was this moment. And so I get there, and so we get there, and it's just off key. It's just totally off key. And so we go into the room, and I don't even want to look at my wife. My wife is behind me, and I look at the room because she's going to be scanning it. My wife is, she ain't fussy, but she likes some nice things. I mean, she just likes some niceness, some cleanness. And so, you know, us as guys, we can rough it, but she's like, and so I look at her face, because she's probably not going to say nothing, but I can see on her face, her eyes are scanning like this. And she's like, this is interesting, isn't it? And so I was like, oh, it didn't look like this in the thing. I'm trying to, you know, win some credit. Like, hey, babe, it wasn't like this on the internet. And so it was bad. It was just bad. The breakfast was bad. The whole thing was bad. You know a hotel is bad when you don't want to take your shoes off. How many know that? I remember going to have a shower, and I still had my shoes, my trainers on, and took them off. And after I got out of the shower, trainers on again, man. Not just a towel, but still had my, because I didn't even want my bare foot on there. Sometimes, so think about this now. I looked at it online on their website. It looked one way. Reality was a different way. See, sometimes it can be like that in life. Is that we hear about what God has for us and we sing songs about God and all that life should be, but it's not the reality. We haven't entered into all that God has for us. The victory that God has for us, the blessing that God has for us, the joy that God has for us. And we're reading our Bibles and we can get into a position where we just get used to it. We get used to reading the Bible and knowing that life is like this. So yeah, we read, the joy of the Lord is my strength, but we're always depressed. And we start to just get on with it. We're just like, yeah, that's just the way it is. You know, it's the Bible. Yeah, the Bible is just, you know, this. But that's, listen, God wants you to enter in. Look at someone and say, he wants you to enter in. He wants you to enter into his atmosphere. See, God wants you to enter into the atmosphere of his will and his grace. See, that hotel had its own atmosphere. That atmosphere weren't the one, man. My wife, she just remembered it, man. See, you can have the good thing. I said this on Wednesday. You can have a good thing in a bad environment, and it makes it bad. So many times, because when you have a good, even good things, sometimes in a bad atmosphere, it makes things feel bad. And you can have good things going on in your life, but in the back of your mind, I haven't entered in. I'm reading this. I haven't entered in. I want to say this as a statement. I said it on Wednesday. Thanksgiving and praise is how we enter into God's presence. You cannot enter into God's presence. You cannot without thanksgiving and praise. And so let me read this text. Psalms 48 verse 1, the Bible says, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God in his holy mountain." Let's pray. Father, we ask you right now for your grace, your mercy, your love, your kindness. I pray, Father, you would anoint this message. Father, I desperately need you right now. Lord, communicate spiritual truth that will change our life. Let it not be just an event. Let it not just be a service. Father, we don't want just to read about things, but live a total different reality. We want to live in your presence, in your atmosphere. We want you to flow through our lives. Father, if there's anybody here today that don't know you, let them come into that place where they will come to know you as their Lord and their Savior. We ask you this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. The Bible says here, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised." How many know if I gave you £10, it would be good, be nice? How many? It's nice to have £10. Yeah, so you're ballers, man. It's not even £10. I went to Preston, and I remember preaching a sermon here the other day, and I spoke about, the presence of Lord. You could have God, or you could earn 40,000, or you could earn 400,000 without God. Remember that? Some of you remember that? Now, when I said 40,000 in Preston, people were like, "Wow!" And I was like, oh, "Okay, that's different, man. That's different than London." And so there's a difference here, but £10 is still good. It's better than losing £10. Someone gives you £10. Have you ever kind of put your clothes in the washing and you found £10 like that? Or a jacket, put on a jacket, old jacket you ain't worn for a while, and you put your hand in your pocket. Some of you are like, no, I can't lose no £10, Pastor, man. You're balling. Maybe a pound or 50 pence, but no, come on, a little fiver or something. How many know it gives it a bit of joy? It's something nice. But how many know, so £10 is nice, but how many know 100,000 is great? How many would like 100,000? That's great. That's like, that's kind of not life-changing money, but life-changing money. It would change a lot, you know. It could change a lot, you know, a lot of things. And so let me get an illustration. Okay, this is why I got my team up here now. Amen. Matthew, come forward. Amen. Married man now. Woo. He looks, he just, the way he got, he just looked different, man. Big boy. Okay, come up. Amen. Don't worry. Amen. available. I can only do it because I love him, man. He's a brother, amen. And so think about this now. Actually, Eugene, come up. Yeah, because he thought he got away. why did you laugh? Stand here. Available. And so I'm going to go down the line, and one of them, I'm gonna pretend. Imagine I'm giving them £10. I give two of them £10, and one of them 100,000. Yeah. So hold up there. So when I go down the line, think about it now. Do we know which one we gave? So look, imagine I've given you what I'm giving you. Don't say, just respond the way you would if I gave you that amount of money. So there's that. Okay. Thank you. Thanks. So come back here. And so what you want to show us is joy.
Yes!
How many know that was some good drama there, yeah? Now, how much do you think I gave this guy? How much? 100,000? How could it be? This guy? This guy? 100,000. What we looked at is this. We said, based upon the amount I give him, we could judge it by his response. See, in the text, it says, God is great, greatly to be praised. The same level of his greatness should be the same level of your praise and my praise. That means we should be able to look at you and be like, "Whoo! God must be great." Thank you, guys. You can take back your seats. That's what it's saying. To the level of his greatness. Now, think about this now. We don't want to convict you too early in the message. But if we was filming our praise and worship service, and we was to put it up there, we was just filming you, Would we have thought God was great? Would we have thought God was great? Would we have really looked at that? If someone just turned off the volume, didn't know what you was doing, but they saw you, would they have thought, wow, they must have found something great? See, let's talk about praise. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look at someone and say, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. I know it hurt, but it's going to get better. Psalms 150. Let's put that up there. Psalms is 150. Okay, and so I need you, we're going to try and read this together. We're going to do it like Alvin Smith. You remember Alvin Smith, how he does it? Yeah? And so, are you ready? Amen. Are you ready? My daddy told me. No, I'm not going to try. I'll help myself, man. They're like, hey. So we're going to say, after three, we're going to try and read it in, what does he say? In concord. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Praise the Lord. Come on. Keep going. We'll get there. Don't keep going. Praise him. Keep going. Praise him. Yep. We're losing it, but we can get it back. Come on. Yes. Go for it. Give yourself a round of applause. You did it. This is what praise is. This is what it says. Let's analyze some of the things. It says, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. It says, praise him according to his excellent greatness. It says, praise him with the timbrel and dance. And then it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Everybody has breath here. If you don't have breath, then you won't even... There's other problems other than praising we've got. But everything that has breath, it says it should be praising the Lord. This is why that song that we sung at the end is a wonderful song, worship song. It speaks about this breath in our lungs. We pour it out because he's saying, this is biblical. He says, let everything that has breath. So praising is a loud sound. So if you don't like loud sounds, that's not praise. Praise is loud. That's what it says. Praise is loud. And so some of us, we've grown up in churches which were stoosh. Oh, amen. And so that's what we want. I want to tell you, that's not praise. Praise is loud. Praise, the Bible says, is dancing. That's what it says. Praising is dancing. It says praising is singing. And the Bible says praising is skillful instruments. God says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. That means God has made you and he desires and expects and commands that you praise him. Now, I understand if you're here today, you're not saved, you don't know Jesus Christ. Listen, you're going to learn that. You'll understand that. But how many know if you're a Christian here, we shouldn't have to poke you, prod you, goad you. You should say, listen, that's my God. And you know what? He is great and greatly to be praised. See, I remember when last year, Kyle took me to the boxing just before Christmas. We went boxing. And so there's pure, just men there. There's a few women there, but loads of men. It was a good time, just boxing. And so we're there, and we watch all the little fights before, and then we're there to see the main event. We're getting excited, and they have the ring entrance, and they play the music. And everybody's going crazy. And then they start singing, I don't know why they sing this song. They sing, Sweet Caroline. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And I don't know why they sing. I don't know what Caroline has got to do with boxing. And so the whole place erupts. They go, Sweet Caroline. And everyone goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. The whole place erupts. That's praise. That's what praise is. In one accord, they make this noise. And then at the end, We watched this match, and so the match was going. The guy that we were supporting, and so he's going okay, but he's still not winning decisively, but he's doing okay. And then in the 11th round, he knocks out the other guy. Just pow! And everybody leaps to their feet. Whoa! That's praise. That's what praise is. See, does some of you might be like, yeah, I'm not really like that. I'm not really like that. Listen, if we put you in the right environment, when it's the thing you're into, you'll do it. You'll do it. See, some men wouldn't do it in church, but they would do it at a football game. See, God knows you, man. God is saying, listen, I didn't make you. I didn't put that breath in you. I didn't give you lungs. I didn't give you oxygen to praise another man kicking a ball between a net. I didn't design you, construct you, engineer you so that you could just get excited, sisters, about some song or some concert or some guy and worship them. He says, I made you and constructed you that you would praise me. I woke you up today that you would praise me. That's what God wants. See, this is praise. When we would look and we would say, God, you're great. Greatly to be praised. Now, I must admit, can I confess? Well, I'm going to anyway. I was convicted at this part of the message. Because whenever I preach, I always look at myself as well. Because how many know I can't be up here telling you to do things and then I'm not living it? And God said to me, Courtney, you know, you're a bit stoosh. You're a bit self-conscious when it comes to praise. And I think you've quite lost yourself yet in the praise. And I like to be kind of, because when he said the dancing part, because I haven't danced for a long time. Last time I danced, it's like, or it was, you know, anyway, that I had to do it quick because phones are out. Because I'd be on a loop doing the full bogle for 20 minutes. But I didn't know gingy fly, butterfly, them things there. I didn't do none of that. If you don't know what it is, praise God. Where's butterfly in the Bible? And so as I was looking at this, I was like, God, I'm going to give you praise. I'm going to praise you because he wants praise, church. This is not what we want. This is why it's a sacrifice of praise. You've got to sacrifice to give him this praise. You've got to die to self. You've got to be like the woman with the ointment, and she breaks that to pour it out. See, what's in you, sometimes this pride or this self-image or this reservedness is keeping it from being poured out. But God says, listen, I want it to be poured out on me, lavish. Here is this woman who knows that she's a dirty, unclean, nasty woman, but she finds salvation with Jesus, so she just pours out everything. And others may look at it and be like, oh, look at her. She said, I don't care. I know what I am, but I also know what he's done. And I'm going to worship him. Listen, if man can worship another man for doing something that men can do daily, how much more should a man worship a God for doing what no other being could ever do? I'm getting excited. Just going to thank you, wife. See, let me speak about how this really helps us. The Bible says in Psalms 22, verse 3, he says, speaking about God, you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. You are enthroned in the praises of Israel. See, this is where it comes into the presence of God. This is where you need to praise. The word enthroned means to inhabit, dwell, live, stay. It means lingering for a long time. The Bible says that when we praise, we build God a throne. When we praise, you're building God a throne. A throne is a seat. It says this is where God will abide. When you're praising God, when you're doing what I said, when you're lifting your voice and you're singing to music and making melody, and God sees that and he's like, I like this. Keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. And we're constructing a place, and then he comes and sits. That's what it says, that your praises is a throne. Some of you here, you're like, I need God in my life. I need God to get me through this. I need God to give me a breakthrough. God is saying, if you would praise me, I would come and abide with you. I would come and get involved in you. Oh, God, I need you in my finances. I need you with my kids. I need you in a situation. God says, if you would praise me, you would build a throne. And I would come and inhabit that. God comes down, and what it does is praise attracts God. It's like a fragrance that goes up to God. It goes, that's nice. It's a nice fragrance. When you're old school like me, you just do things for a long time. I was saying to my wife the other day, I like a certain aftershave, Chanel aftershave. It's not that much. And so Allure, or the blue one, or the sports one. Actually, the Another Level people, they bought me some aftershave. Thank you for that. For Christmas, amen. And so, because I wear this aftershave, I've actually been wearing the same aftershave for about 15 years. When it runs out, I just buy a new one. So I was visiting Royston and Sarah, and I went round the house, and Sarah was in there. And so me and my wife went into the house, and Royston wasn't home yet. And when Royston came home, he says, I knew you was here because your aftershave, I could smell it in the lift. Well, I hope it was the aftershave. Because if it was anything else, I don't know what that was, how he knew it was me. See, when you, how many know when you smell something bad, it's like, oof. Puts you off. It's like, oof, that smells. Oof, that smells. Yeah, you ever smell something and it makes, oof. Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. I have a bit of a weak stomach. I don't like that. I don't like that. One time I saw someone's kid just vomited in front of, in the church. And all my days. And they were looking at me like, Pastor, help us. Pray for us. I was, I'll come back. I love you, man. But I just got a weak stomach, man. Pray for me. I'll pray for you. But how many know when you smell something nice, you're like, you're attracted. That's nice. I like that smell. You may smell a perfume and you're like, that's nice. See, praise, God is saying, that's nice. That attracts me. That gets, God is, I don't know what he's doing. He's doing his, what's going on here? What's going on over here in Wandsworth? Ooh, let me come down. And he comes down and he starts to inhabit. That's what it says. You say, well, no, but God loves us all, so he should just be here all the time. No, the God is showing you how it works with him. He says, if you praise me, you build a throne. I come and I inhabit. There's a different dimension to my power, to my presence, to my hope, to my joy. Could it be that some of us are weary and struggling and confused and have no energy and not having the victory? Because if we're honest, if we look at our praise ain't that great. We've not built a throne. We've built like a rickety little chair with one leg broken. God's like, I can't really linger here, brethren. I can't really just cotch it. So yeah, all right, I'll come back when you fix that. We're praying, but God has told us, listen, the throne, this is where it really gets beautiful, and my message is going on way too long. He says, a throne is a place where you rule from, isn't it? It's where the king sits. And so this is why it's so good, because when we praise God, it's where God comes and rules in our lives. And some of you might be like, well, do I want God to be ruling me? Well, if you're a Christian, you should. But I want to tell you, you're going to be ruled by something. You're ruled by something. You could be someone here, and if God ain't ruling you, something else is ruling you. We are all ruled by something. You're ruled either by trying to please people. If you're young in this place, maybe you're in school or you're in college, you're trying to please people. You're ruled by that. You're ruled by it. Maybe lust, pride, these things. When we praise God, God comes down and he breaks the strongholds of all of those things that rule us, and he starts to rule us. He starts to say, listen, I'm going to be Charles in charge here. You've built a throne, and I'll come and sit here, and I'm going to clean up everything and sort everything out. He comes in, and he breaks the things many times that have had us bound. We see this principle so eloquently described and illustrated in Acts 16, verse 25. I'm going to read it because of time to sleep straight into it. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. So that means they're in prison. Paul and Silas are in prison at midnight. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison awoke from their sleep and, seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. Here is Paul and Silas. They've been beaten. They've been whipped. They're in prison. And the Bible says, as they start to praise God, God gets involved. You know what it says here? It says that, and I looked at this and I was thinking, because God wants to build a throne. And if anything is ruling you right now, anything has got you bound, anything is pushing you down, God says, if you start to praise me, I'll come down and that thing will be broken. I'll come down and that thing has to let you go. See, what praise does is it shakes things up. Because here are these men in prison, and the Bible says all of a sudden, as they're praising God, suddenly an earthquake starts to come and shake the foundations. See, we need God to come and shake some things up in our lives. See, not only did the Bible just didn't say that their chains were loose, like, you know, praise God and the chains were loose. God didn't, because you can break, you know, so many times people break one chain. They're living a Christian life, the chain of their ankle breaks, but the chain on their hand is still there. Praise God, I'm free, but next week you're back here again, back to the same place. Or maybe the chains from your ankle and you're there, but the prison door hasn't, so you're still in the cell. Or maybe the door, but you're still in the prison. But when God shakes, look what it didn't say that he just popped the chain or opened the door or he just let them out the cell. What it says is that he shakes the foundations. That means the chain has to break, the cell has to break, the walls have to come down. When God gets involved, he wants to go down to the deepness and start to shake some stuff. Sometimes there's things in us that we don't even know are in us. We don't even know why we do certain things. They're from your upbringing. They're from the way that you've come from and the way you've been. But God says, listen, if you will praise me, I'll shake some stuff. I'll shake some things in your life. But the foundations of the prison were shaken. Deep strongholds can be broken when we're willing to praise. Praise invites God into our darkness. The Bible says it was midnight. There may be some of you here that you're going through a real tough time at the moment. I want to tell you, praise enables things to turn around for you. Isaiah 61 verse 3, look what he says. To console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes and oil for joy for the mourning. Look what he says here, what he's given for you. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You ever had the spirit of heaviness over you? Where you just feel like there's a heaviness? He says, God says, you don't need to live under that oppression anymore. He says, I've given you freedom from that. It's the garment of praise. See, if you will take the garment of praise from him, he said, I'll take the spirit of heaviness from you. See, your deliverance is right here within the realm of the praise. Look what he says here, Psalms 30, verse 11. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have put off the sackcloths and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory shall sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. He says that he's turned my mourning into darkness. Praise turns things around. You want God to turn some things around in your life? It's praise that does it. Now, we got to get a little bit deep here because I have to show you something. In verse 12, could we put verse 12 up there? Did we have verse 12? No. Is it there? To the end that my glory may sing praises to you and not be silent. That's what he says there. Think about this now. He says, to the end my glory. What is the glory that we are to give to God? You know what your glory is? The glory is your mouth. Because he's telling us, what you do with your mouth, God has given us a mouth so that we would give him glory. What God constantly wants is us praising him from our mouth. Without that, there's something missing. Without constantly giving him the praise, to the end that I may glory, that my glory may sing praises to you and not be silent. God wants to turn things around. There's some of you, you may be depressed, you're on medication, you're trying to, the doctors are trying to figure out what's going on. You may have gone through genuine problems and genuine things. We're not discounting that. You may feel overwhelmed, you may feel heavy. And all the time, that what's accessible to you is praise. That if you would praise him, that if you would enter into true praise, you would realize that he would bring deliverance. He would bring deliverance and he would turn things around for you. He says he's turned. So many times we need God to give us a turnaround. Some people at work, you need God to turn things around. You need God to turn it around. You're at the bottom at the moment, but you need him to turn it around. And we could go on and on and on. Praise unlocks this. Let me close and speak about the victory that we get in praise. Psalms 106, verse 47. Save us, O Lord, our God, and gather us from among the Gentiles to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. God says your victory, no matter what you're going through, your victory is connected to your praise. The word triumph is not just to win the battle, but what it means is, the word triumph, what it means is that, say like you've gone out to battle and there's an enemy that wants to destroy you, but what he says is that you've not only beat that enemy, you've come back and that enemy's in chains behind you. That's what it means to triumph. That God wants you to say, in when you praise him, God is going to turn these things around for you. Now, Jesus puts this in words in the New Testament. Look what he says in Matthew 21, verse 16. And so we've got to get a little bit deep here, but I believe it's going to help you. And said to him, do you hear what these things are saying? Jesus said to them, yes. Have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise? How many have ever read that scripture? How many have ever heard it? Out of the mouth of babes, you have perfected praise. Jesus says to them, have you ever read this? He says, have you not read this? You know what Jesus is doing? He's quoting the Bible. He's quoting the Bible. And so this is why you have to read your Bible to know what's going on here. Because if you read this, you're like, what is Jesus talking about? Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. What is Jesus telling us? What is he saying here? What's going on here? He's actually quoting Psalms 8, verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. See, what it's showing us here is, he says, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants. How many know children are very helpless? Children are very helpless. You know, no one's scared. You know, an infant can't do anything. But the Bible says that out of the mouth of the babes and the infants, I've ordained strength. Your praise is your strength. That's what praise is. It gives you that strength. You may be in a situation right now where you're like, this is impossible for me. Everything I'm doing right now is not working for me. This is way bigger than me. This is a struggle for me. I don't even know how to do this. But he says, even though you may feel like a baby, like an infant, you may feel totally inadequate, he says, if you will praise, this is where your strength is going to come from. If you will praise me, he says, I'm going to perfect your strength in this area here. Not only does he say that, look what he says at the end, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When we praise, God tells the devil to shut up. When you praise, this is when you silence the enemy. See, so many times people are tormented by what the enemy is telling them and what the enemy is influencing them and his thoughts and all of these things. God says, if you would come and praise me, he says, listen, it silences the enemy. See, imagine we're going to go into war. And I said, okay, we've got these top Marine commanders. We've got all of these top soldiers. They've got guns and everything. And we said, we're going to go into a battle. But before we go into the battle, what we're going to do is we're going to send in these guys here. We're going to send in these guys. You'd be like, what? That don't make no sense. Why would you send in these guys? We said, no, no. We're going to send in the praise and worship team before we send in the soldiers. We said, yeah, we're going into battle, but we're sending in these guys. How many know that would not make sense to us? But that's what God has done. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 21. Look what it says here. And when he had consulted with the people, we are appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army and were singing, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. If you was listening, you was awake on Wednesday, you would remember what we talked about, level of thanksgiving. One of the things was to thank God because his mercy endures forever. We see this consistently through the Bible. That's why there's levels to this. If you miss this, you miss everything. You don't get it. And so what he's saying here is that let's send out the army after the praise and worship team. Now, to us, that makes no sense. Now, some of what I've said today, some of you are sitting here and you're like, yeah, Pastor, I've got problems. You're talking about praising, and I understand that, yeah, but I've got money problems. So when are you going to do a series about my money problems? And some of you are sitting here, I've got marriage problems. Some of you are just on the internet looking at stuff. That's a whole nother sermon, but praise God. Some of you are just like, look, give us proper stuff, this praise. Some of you are asleep. Amen. It's been a long week, praise God. Still sleep. I can't get frustrated anymore. I'm too old now. And so what we do is we're like, I hear this praise thing you're talking about, but I need something more. And so if we saw, here are children of Israel. There's an army. There's enemies. They're going to destroy us, the men, the women, the children. We need the soldiers to go out. God, help us. God says, send out the praise team first. Same thing God is saying to you. Praise me first. Come in here early and lift up your hands, lift up your voice, and magnify me. When you get up on Monday, you got work, you got college, you got things, you got stress, you got all of those things. You get up and you say, God, thank you. Put on some worship. Put on some praise. Some of you, you've gone through some stuff. You're depressed. You're mourning. He says, listen, when you get up, don't just brush your teeth, cream your skin, get yourself ready. Put on the garment of praise. Put on the garment of praise. And listen to what he says, because it says this. In 2 Chronicles 20, the next verse. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. The Bible says once they started to praise, God came down and defeated their enemy. Once they started to praise and sing worship to God. See, this thing is not karaoke before the service. This thing is not just take it or leave it. This is, well, I'm not really a music type of person. I'm not really a singer type of person. No, no, no. This is deeper than that. This is what's going to bring your breakthrough. This is what takes you to the next level. Some of you are in another level, but you're still not on another level. You better understand that this is what God wants. He wants you to praise him. He says, you need it more than I need it. He's made you and designed you to praise him. You're a Ferrari that's never come out the garage. You're a rocket that's never left the launch pad. Listen, God is saying, this is what you was made for. This is where we're going to start to really see something happen in your life. Something. He wants to shake some stuff. Some of you have been rejected. Some of you have been abused. Some of you have been bound. Some of you in your marriage, you can't get on with people. Some of it, you argue all the time. You're stressed, depressed all the time. God says, praise me. I'll come and I'll start to shake this. Doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter how poor you was, how broke you was. Doesn't matter what's been happening to you. If we will become a church of praise. Listen, God has blessed us with this building. We hire it. There's many people that could sit in this building. There's many empty chairs. God says, if you fill it with praise, I'll fill it with people. If you fill it with praise, I'll fill it with people. God says, I want to inhabit. Sometimes we come to church and like, pastor's off, man. I'm not feeling this message, man. There's nothing wrong with this message. Because if you didn't praise him, someone in your row is getting goods today. Someone is coming like they're just eating rice and peas, man. Some chewed chicken, coleslaw, the whole thing, man. You get real roots, some Cersei as well, man. But listen, we got to praise him. And it don't just happen in church. Remember what we're saying. As you praise him, you enter into the atmosphere. I want every head bowed, every eye closed. So you praise him. Listen, praising sets you free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
We hope you've been blessed, edified, and challenged by the sermon to reach the lost and make disciples. For more information on what we do and who we are, visit us at phcwandsworth.co.uk. Hope you've been blessed, edified, and challenged by the sermon to reach the lost and make disciples. For more information on what we do and who we are, visit us at phcwandsworth.co.uk.